This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. All this week, we've done stories on Africa, and yes, they've all been pretty grim. So let's end the week on a positive note, on a musical note. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton joins us from Johannesburg. Hi, Ophabia.
Hello. Greetings from South Africa.
Well, it's great to have you on, and I understand you want to share music with us, but music from women, South Africa's women musicians.
Indeed, indeed, because there are so many extraordinary South African women who are singing. Women in their 70s, in their 60s, in their 50s, in their 40s, right down to very young ones in their teens. They all seem to have one thing in common, Madeline, the most extraordinary voices.
Well, let's begin with the queen of all those female musicians from South Africa, Miriam Makeba, and she died last month.
Indeed, and we covered her passing on NPR. Now, Miriam Makeba was known as Mama Africa, the mother of Africa, because she was probably the best known African singer in the world, not just a woman singer, because she embodied not only the Pan-Africanist spirit of the 1960s when she lived in exile in the United States, but of course she embodied the anti-apartheid struggle in exile through song. But she really embraced the whole continent. She came from South Africa, she said, South Africa, which in a way was cut off from the rest of the continent, but she got to know Africa so well. She traveled extensively. She sang with liberation struggle leaders, those who were fighting for independence. And she said that it was so important for her to see black African presidents at the start of the Organization of African Unity. She said there was such a vision, such a passion, Africans working together. And that was really very much in her music throughout her more than 50 years as a singer. When she was in exile and when she finally came home after Nelson Mandela was released, and of course when he was made the first elected president, the first black president of this country, Miriam Makeba was absolutely exceptional. You know, she, many people know bits about her life, but she married several times to South Africans, but also to Stokely Carmichael, who was a leader of not the Black Panthers, although he was an honorary prime minister, but he was the Black Power leader. But when he fell foul of the authorities in the United States, they moved off and went to live in Guinea. So she had her experience in the US, where she said she was so well received and so welcomed by the Americans, not only because she was so different, wearing African clothes with her hair short, singing in Xhosa with the clicks and so on, and bringing Africa to the US, but because I think she was pretty humble. She said she wasn't an activist, she was a singer, and she was singing the truth about South Africa, the truth about her people, and the truth about apartheid.
That's Miriam Makeba. Now, she left behind quite a legacy and quite an influence, I understand, on other female artists there in South Africa.
Indeed, I think everybody looks up to Mama Africa. And there are so many wonderful singers here. You know, you have Sibongile Kumalo, who has this grand voice, operatic. She was classically trained. You have Busim Tlongo, who has this sort of quavering, extraordinary voice. And then the younger generation, people like Judith Sepuma, Gloria Bosman. And for me, probably the number one in this generation is somebody called Tandiswa Mwazwai. She comes from a struggle family, as they, her parents have the credentials, her late parents were in the struggle, but she said she went to school, she went to university, but she really felt that music was her vocation. And they've sung all sorts. South African rap, if I can call it that, it's called Kwaito. She started off as a Kwaito artist, but now she's moved on and sort of discovered herself, and she has a tremendous, wonderful voice. Take a listen.
Hello, your Lord. city.
So that's Tendiswa Mazwai, a young, maybe in her late 20s, early 30s, a young female artist in South Africa now. And Ophemia, how easy is it to hear live performances of these women artists?
It is easy. South Africans love music. They love to dance. They love to sing. They love to perform. And you know, because everybody seems to be able to sing so well here, as the performers, as the artists are singing, everybody sings along with them and they all sing in tune. It's extraordinary. But you have festivals, you have concerts, you have a lot of performances at nightclubs and other clubs. So music is really alive here. You get a lot of complaints from musicians saying, oh, well, we can't live off our earnings and so on. But compared with the rest of Africa, I would say music is booming in South Africa. And the music industry, I believe, is doing pretty well.
Oh, Fabio, what about you personally? Who do you like now? Who are you listening to there in South Africa?
Well, she may have died, but Miriam Makeba is my number one. I grew up on her from the age of 7. I can sing all her songs. I can't say that I sing them in tune, but even though I didn't understand South African languages as a young girl, and even now, I sing along a Miriam all the time. But, you know, there are just so many of them. What is extraordinary here is the talent and the fact that there seems to be a togetherness, not just amongst women musicians, but all musicians. They perform on each other's CDs. They perform at each other's concerts, and they all seem to be having a good time. And if they're having a good time, obviously we're having a good time too.
Well, we certainly had a good time talking to you. Thank you, Ophemia.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophemia Quist-Arkton joining us from Johannesburg, South Africa. And to hear 10 of the best songs from Africa released this year, go to nprmusic.org. Stay with us. NPR's Day to Day continues.